Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mark Baser is here. His show at the Hideout is called the Mark Baser Show. What do you call it?
It's called the John Williams Show.
It's called the Mark Baser Show.
It's called the Interview Show.
The Interview Show at the Hideout. You can get tickets to it by going to hideoutchicago.com. Hideoutchicago.com. Mark, before we pick it up with your guest lineup, I just want to go back to a point I was making with Steve Bertrand earlier. Steve said in the 1:30 WGN Radio News, very briefly, that evidently the NRA is considering now, what, supporting efforts to ban bump stocks, the devices that will turn semi-automatic weapons into automatic firing weapons, the type which that Stephen Paddock used in Las Vegas. They can convert guns into machine guns, this bump stock device. And Steve, you said that the NRA is filling that sentence?
Well, it came from Politico that the NRA had put out a statement saying that they wanted the government to look at whether these bump stocks were legal, and if they are, to maybe consider taking steps. It's one sentence. Let me just read it again. The NRA believes that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. Okay. That's from CEO Wayne Lutz.
I like that it's up to the NRA to decide the policy.
I hate to say that I'm shocked by that statement, but it's so logical. It's such a safe statement to make. I should not be surprised, but I'm sorry, guys. Props to them for just having a cup of common sense Kool-Aid. No? We can't be critical of them for this. It's a step.
You can, because if you see it as that's the move they're making to ward off other moves.
Right. If it ends there, then we'll be disappointed again. But
yeah, but it's the move you wanted them to make,
and they
made it.
Okay, so there's that.
Because they probably could have stopped it.
Well, because listen to this. So this is from Breitbart. I was trying to remember the source. Ella found the article. Breitbart wrote this week, according to The Guardian, Senator Dianne Feinstein is pushing a ban on those bump stock devices. And she's not alone. But do those calling for a ban really know what the devices do? Here are five key facts. Number one, they're ATF approved. Number two, other devices will do the same thing, etc. And then they get to point number five, because you need five. Four is kind of an odd number. You need five to have a solid list. So they came up with this. Number five, this is typical leftist war on the poor. A ban on bump stock devices takes away the $200 device that poorer citizens can buy to at least pretend to be shooting the real machine that they will never be able to afford.
That's fantastic.
The president, meantime, wants the mainstream media investigated because they put out fake news.
Can you imagine, somebody tweeted this also, but can you imagine if the last thing the NRA wants is every poor person in America to have a gun, especially every black person. If every black person had that
bump stock device,
guns would be illegal, is what the tweet went, and I agree with that.
Wait a minute, you're saying that the NRA is against blacks owning guns or poor people owning guns? I don't get that.
I would argue, maybe not the NRA, but certainly the Republican establishment. Like, the last thing that most of the pro-gun support in Washington wants is a heavily armed black populace in the cities.
I don't think about that. Yeah, that feels about right, but I haven't thought about it in those terms.
I mean, I don't want it either. I don't want anybody heavily armed. But,
white or black, old
right.
or young.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, Mark. So let's go to your guest list for your show this Friday night.
Yeah, I got Ben Zobrist. Javi Baez.
Now I'm afraid they're going to be busy night.
Is Ben going to ride his bike over in uniform?
Oh, yeah, right.
He's got a baseball game that day. He'll be on the road at least, so you got that going for you.
Yeah, right. I've got this guy named... I'm excited about this. I've got this guy named Barry Crimmins, who is further to the left than anything I just said.
Yeah.
But he is great. I grew up in Boston, and he was a guy who turned me onto comedy years ago, not because I knew him, but because he was a comedian that I looked up to. I had a cassette tape of his. He was super, super funny. And there was a documentary a couple years ago directed by Bobcat Goldthwait about his life and about a lot of the hardships he had been through, including that he was abused as a child, and that kind of fueled a lot of his anger and fury in his comedy, and obviously a lot of the pain in his life. And he moved to Chicago. So I haven't seen him in 25 years. What a great
connection
years,
you guys are
so I'm
have.
Really excited to have him on.
They're wrapping me up in 20 seconds. Give me some other highlights.
The other persons we have Rich Cohen, who wrote a book about the Cubs. He's written a book about the Bears. He's written a book about the
he's
Rolling
good.
Stones. He's great.
Yeah.
He's good on talk shows. I got to just sit back and let him talk. And then we have the stylist for Chance the Rapper. So, yeah. So.
Well, Chance the Rapper was a concert that Stephen Paddock was contemplating attending.
Unbelievable.
So you'll have another unfortunate angle there. Go to hideoutchicago.com to get tickets to the talk show featuring Mark Baser. Hideoutchicago.com. Nice to see you, Mark.